want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frimp framp sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is sopa de res. Leaving a restaurant a few weeks ago with some, to be candid, regret over the choice of a place I'd made, I spotted a Honduran restaurant. The door was open, and the sounds of happy chatter and the smells of enticing homemade food spilled out towards us. I instantly wished for that thing we allowed in life when we were children called a do-over. The do-over would be, instead of having had the boring lunch we just endured, for something more promising, as this Central American place seemed to offer. So I made the mental note needed, since the do-over is a concept that has evaded me for many decades now. My wife, Janet, and I made our way to the Honduran place before long. We were handed the menus. I soon spotted sopa de res. This is a beloved soup out of the food history of many Latin American countries. It is a beefy soup, as the name indicates. I also saw that baleadas were available, but I've already done a show on that Honduran mainstay, and when we go out to eat, I am eternally on the hunt for a dish I can center a word on food on, and then share it with you all. There was a cutout in the wall, and I could see into the kitchen. I felt more optimism in that I could see a woman of some years doing the cooking. She moved with calm confidence as she tended her stoves. As I mentioned, sopa de res is enjoyed throughout many Latin countries. It is also called caldo de res. Guatemalans traditionally are known for enjoying caldo de res for Saturday lunch, but like other soups of this nature, many find it helpful as a hangover cure on a Sunday morning. The soup arrived in a bowl that was amply filled with a mix of beef, broth, potatoes, yuca, cabbage, carrots, squash, and a section of corn on the cob. Rice and a thick tortilla were on the soup's saucer with a wedge of lime. I'm a hot sauce lover, and I asked our nice server if she could avail me some. She asked, "Can I bring you a hot sauce we make in our country? It's really good. It's an onion hot sauce." I wavered a moment on that idea, but decided, when in Rome, or Honduras in this case. I spooned some on and soon added more. When she came to clear the dishes, I asked her the name of the onion hot sauce as it's known in her country. She smiled and said, "Encurtido." I asked her to spell it. She methodically drew the letters out on our booth's table with her forefinger. I followed her gestures in my notebook. She was happy I was so interested in her country's food. I was happy to be in a place that I could write a radio show about. When I got home, I did some study on encurtido and learned it is, like the soup, known and served in many countries. It is typically a mix of pickled vegetables, though in the place we ate in, it did seem to center exclusively on onions. I would like to find an example of encurtido with a broader mix. I'd also like a sopa of tripe. No hangover necessary. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Ooh, that's why I'm easy.